Joining us right now is a very special guest, a man who's the chairman of the Empowered Group on Vaccination, Dr. R.S. Sharma. Thank you very much, Dr. Sharma, for joining us right here on NDTV. My first question to you is, would you like to tell us about how your plans of the rollout are going on right now?
Well, Sanket, thank you very much for having me on this show. The plans are going on fine. When we started on 16th, when the Prime Minister launched the nationwide rollout of vaccination, we had done about 2 lakh vaccination that day. And then it is ramping up slowly. There were initial glitches in the software which we had created for this purpose. But I think all those glitches have also been attended to now in the COVID. And we are now going to have, slowly ramp up the program.
Dr. Sharma, what were those glitches? Because some we definitely know, but you being at the helm, would you like to tell us what were the problems?
Now, exactly, to define and to really, describe those glitches may not be sort of possible because they are glitches in the code. But essentially, I must say that they were very minor ones. Some were related to flexibility in the sense that suppose somebody is, registered for vaccination today and somebody is registered for tomorrow and that tomorrow's person comes today and today's person does not come, then, we should be able to take that person who is coming tomorrow, who is to come tomorrow. So that kind of, flexibilities were the issues they have been attended to.
Dr. Sharma, would this be a correct assessment that going forward also, this app is going to be the backbone of India's vaccination rollout, the app?
Yeah, this app, the COVID app, is going to be the backbone. We are going to have a very robust digital infrastructure, which will essentially record the vaccinations real time, will issue the certificate to the person, will have a very robust authentication of the person. So I think we are going to have an extremely robust infrastructure because we must remember that, we are going to have the second dose of the vaccination also. So unless we have a record of each individual as to when he or she has been vaccinated and when is the next date of vaccination due, what is the vaccination which has been given in the first place, because the same vaccine will be given to the second time also. So all that is very necessary, and that we are going to have a flawless, robust, secure and privacy preserving digital infrastructure.
Would I be correct in my assessment that right now, as this COVID app has been put to use and now the vaccines are being administered to healthcare workers, so you are in a way preparing for a much larger strategy that you will have to put in place once mass vaccination begins. So in a way, you're also testing the system right now.
Yes, Sanket. You are very right that, this system is essentially, let us look at this way, because this is for the health workers, and then, of course, we will have frontline workers. So that's about 30 million overall, which is 3 crores. Now, from that point onwards, when we open the system for, people of 50 years plus those people who have comorbidity, this system, which is essentially for a captive audience in some sense, is had got to be expanded very significantly. So, for example, we have to, devise a citizen-centric approach to register people themselves, to figure out as to which place they will like to be vaccinated, which, what time, which date. So essentially, we have to create any time, anywhere vaccination process. And for that, we will require a massive digital outlet, so to say, so one can register themselves, himself or herself onto Arogya Setu, for example. You can register through IVRS, through a phone line, through helpline, through portal. So we will create multiple digital outlets from multiple channels through which you can register. And that will be the best way to, sort of ensure that people get the facility and there will be no information asymmetry in some sense. It will be like completely transparent kind of appointment process.
I was meaning to ask you this question, Dr. Sharma, because you said the app is going to be the backbone. You know that in the back of beyond of this country, you know, we have a massive internet problem, leave alone internet, a telephone problem. So in the back of beyond, if app is your backbone, then how do people get associated with this platform for vaccination?
No, I think, Sanket, let's understand this. Covin app is, you know, one app which will be used by vaccination, you know, entities, which means that the verifiers, that the vaccinators, etc. Now, obviously, to register on the application or register for the vaccination, we will not have this app only, but all the other apps like Arogya Setu, they will actually work like outlets. They will be working like the, you know, recipients of registration requests.
You mentioned Arogya Setu twice, Dr. Sharma. Am I to believe that this app is here to stay, that Arogya Setu is going to be that main, since it has penetrated quite a lot because of COVID-19, would that then be the main platform for communication with COVID?
Absolute, not plain platform. You know, we are not saying that Arogya Setu will be, because Arogya Setu is available only for with people who have got smartphones. And there are a large number of people in our country who do not have smartphones. Therefore, it is important that those people, for inclusion purposes, those people are also able to register themselves. So that registration will be through portal, through you know, IVRS, through helpline. So essentially, we will create an inclusive process. Certainly, Arogya Setu will be one of the ways to register. Similarly, you know, Arogya Setu and other, you know, sort of outlets will also be used for, you know, storing the certificate, because we are issuing certificate immediately after vaccination, and that certificate will get deposited on your Arogya Setu app, on your digital locker, on your, we will provide a link to your mobile phone so that you can download the certificate. A certificate will also be given to people just immediately after the vaccination, which is being done now also.
Dr. Sharma, you know, you mentioned very briefly that the reason why you need this digital backbone is because once you've been administered a type of vaccine, the second dose will also have to be of the same type. It cannot be that you take Covaxin first and then Covishield next. Now, my point is that for the educated and those who know how to use the app, those who know how the interface works, even in the system, in the administration, it is fine. That's not a problem. But for those people who may be technologically challenged or technologically unlettered, how big a challenge will this be to make sure that the first dose and the second dose is always from the same vaccine? What's the digital system in place for that?
There will be absolutely no challenges, because A, generally people will take their, you know, first certificate to the site when they do the vaccination second time. So that's one part. Secondly, as soon as you will enter their details in the system will throw up as to which vaccine they were given, what day they were given, and therefore the site or the place where the vaccination is happening will essentially, you know, give that vaccine. Thirdly, when they, you know, sort of register themselves or they reserve the place, then also the system will know that this gentleman was, you know, given vaccine X, and therefore they will open only those places where vaccine X is being given. So essentially, there cannot be any error. You know, there are multiple ways to verify and you know, there are multiple sort of channels. So there's no single point of failure in some sense.
Okay. Dr. Sharma, now for a very significant point, which I feel that the government is also trying to tackle as of this moment, along with the pandemic, how big a challenge is an infodemic, where you see some amount of hesitation with the vaccine? We've seen Dr. Paul come out and appeal openly to his own members of his own fraternity, the doctors. How big a challenge is this?
Well, Sanket, I will not be really able to answer the question, because I think I am focusing mainly on the digital backbone. So I certainly feel that there is a lot of, I mean, as a common person, I also join Dr. Paul in kind of agreeing that there is a need to have much better awareness. Mm. But I feel, again, as an individual, that as we go along and as we find that the vaccine is safe, secure, there are no side effects, there are no adverse effects generally, they're very, very, you know, rare and minor, I think people will have better confidence and people will come out. Unfortunately been quite an amount of, you know, sort of bad publicity or, you know, sort of fake news in that sense. So that I hope will get
But Dr. Sharma, I hope you realize that some of these concerns are being raised, number one, by doctors themselves, and number two, by members of the scientific fraternity. So not all of it is fake. Some people are raising genuine concerns. Do you think that only correct information and more rolling analysis or rolling over data that you will keep getting is going to help this to allay the fears?
Absolutely, it will. Absolutely. In fact, I must say that, you know, data is going to be the biggest sort of antidote to this kind of, you know, situation. Because once we have the data of n number of people and everybody is getting fine, I think people will have much better confidence.
Can one expect these digital platforms to also serve as information giving platforms, that they will not just tell people where to get the vaccine and how to get the vaccine, but also why it is important to get the vaccine?
Certainly, Arogya Setu is one platform which already does that work of, you know, tracing, and I'm sure other platforms also we must design for dissemination of the correct information. Also, my aim is to, you know, create or eliminate any data asymmetry, any information asymmetry. So it should be as open and as transparent and as traceable.
What does this mean, if you could elaborate?
Data asymmetry means that, you know, when you have registered yourself, then, you know, you will be able to see the entire thing, you know, where it is going, what vaccine is being given, how the centers are running, which centers are running, what are the statistics, what are the certificates issued every day. So we will continue to share entire, you know, dashboard, so to say. We will have a public dashboard where people can see what vaccine at what places, how many people. So it will be personally anonymized data, but that will be sort of displayed and shared with the people.
Dr. Sharma, now you know that a big challenge that the government is facing is a low turnout or a less than usual turnout than what you expected. Technologically, with the help of this app and all other functions at your command, how do you think that you can improve the turnout for the vaccination process? Because those figures, and by now I'm sure you have an idea,
certainly,
some particular
you see,
states is low, not all.
No. Yeah, Sanket, I think that's a very relevant question. What happens is that when we plan a session, as of now, you know, we are planning sessions. So let's say we have 100 vials of the vaccine, and we just invite 100 people on that day, and we have an experience saying that, you know, only 30 people are turning up. So then, you know, we can always invite larger number of people and then, you know, to ensure that at least 100 turn up. So if we invite 200, maybe 100 will turn up. And if at all, you know, it's like overbooking in a plane kind of situation, you know, you can always overbook. And then those people who do not turn up, maybe they can be taken up the next day. They will not be returned back. Mm. But essentially what I'm saying, to utilize the full capacity, we can always, you know, fine tune these plans, and the software allows that.
Was this a learning of these few initial days, that you were so well managed and so meticulous?
Yes.
In your system, that perhaps you forgot to overbook?
That's right. You know, we thought that people will have, initially, we thought that people will have, you know, sort of eager to take the vaccination. But some places people did not turn up in that kind of numbers. So then we actually tweaked the software to ensure more people come, number one. Number two, we also tweak the software that if you are reserved, if you have a sort of, if you are scheduled to come 3 days later and you turned up today and there is a vacancy here, then we could sort of vaccinate you. So that way we have become a little more flexible in order to ensure better utilization of the capacity.
Dr. Sharma, let me ask you this question. See, what happens is that government websites have this known propensity of getting overloaded and then stopping for some time, right? So what is, and this is going to be a massive exercise. So yeah, there will definitely be a lot of people trying to log in or access this system. How robust is your system to take in this load?
Sanket, let me tell you that we have, this country has had the experience of doing Aadhaar. And in Aadhaar, we are doing, we have done about 33 billion authentication transactions. And Aadhaar is built for 10 million transactions an hour. We can do 1 crore transaction, authentication transaction in an hour. So we learned and we know how to build for a scale. So it's not going to be something which is the first time we are trying to do it on a scale. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge, and we know how to structure softwares and systems which can work for a scale. Imagine UPI is doing 2 billion transactions in a month of October. 2 billion last October, you must be aware of that. So that, you know, that is the capacity. NPCI is sort of wheeling all these transactions. So we have systems which are mega, massive systems, and we are aware of the enormity of the problem. No country, we are going to vaccinate 1/6 of the human population. Nobody in this planet has done that. And we are fully aware of the responsibility and the scale. And I think we will succeed. I have no doubt in my mind.
Dr. Sharma, since you spoke about Aadhaar, I have to ask you this question. I'm sure you are aware that Aadhaar had certain safety and security concerns. So now in this context, because people will be sharing their data about their health, about their certificate, about their vaccination process, what is the system you have in place so that this data is safe?
Well, now that you've talked about Aadhaar, let me also share with you that I was the founding CEO of Aadhaar for 4 years. There was no privacy law, there was no data protection kind of thing. And then there were all kinds of concerns raised about Aadhaar. And those whole concerns went to the Honorable Supreme Court. And Honorable Supreme Court, I'm sure you are aware of the decision that the Honorable Supreme Court said that Aadhaar does not violate privacy. Aadhaar is absolutely safe, and Aadhaar does not create any surveillance infrastructure, surveillance, setup. So therefore, Aadhaar, as far as Aadhaar is concerned, I think the highest court of the land has given its judgment, number one. Number two, we have learned, we have done the privacy by design, security by design in Aadhaar, and that's what we are going to do in this application also.
Sure.
So I can assure you that there shall be no issues relating to privacy, security, breach of data.
Sure. That's comforting to hear. Last two questions. You're a busy man. I'll let you go. There's a lot of concern over data transparency. We've seen very little on things like, COVID tests, those numbers initially, Covishield, Covaxin numbers. A lot of people have been raising their doubts. Why is data transparency so low? Many people argue, for a crisis as huge as this.
No, one is that we will, as I explained to you in the beginning itself, we will share the data. This system will be absolutely transparent. The dashboard will give the, how many centers are running, how many vaccinations are being given. So I think we will be absolutely, sort of coming out with these numbers without any this thing. And most important, Sanket, is the fact that there shall be a single source of truth. And that single source of truth will be captured on the system in real-time basis. So you will know as to how many certificates have been issued, how many people have been vaccinated today. It is not happening. It will not happen that some fellows are giving some statement saying that we did 200,000 and the system is showing only 100,000. So we have made it very clear that there shall be a single source of truth, and that truth will be absolutely transparent.
Initially there was this concern that some vaccine, a particular vaccine candidate is still in its third phase of trial. The efficacy data is not out. So now that this vaccination process is going on, Do you think more data that is gathered, this data on the vaccine, is going to build more faith in the future? For instance, let's talk about the adverse impact. What are you hearing on the adverse impacts?
So we are sharing on the adverse impact as to how many people, you know, we are recording those adverse impacts on the system, which means who suffered, what kind of adverse impact, what are the symptoms and other details. So, but I agree with you that it is more and more people come forward and then they realize that it is not having any adverse impact and it is actually very effective and very efficient. Then of course, people will lose that, you know, people will shed that hesitancy. On the other issue of, you know, what doctors are saying about the vaccine, etc., I am not an expert. I am not a doctor. By the way, I am a doctor of a, you know, I don't know whether I should call my, I'm a PhD, so that's not a,
of course you're a
different, I'm a different kind of doctor than Dr. Paul or Dr. Guleria.
Yeah, of course, you're a doctor, sir. My final question, how would you, in your understanding, rate, you know, an adverse impact of 580 cases? Just your understanding, because you're working with this app, I'm sure you must have been aware, you've been talking. The adverse impact cases as on 21st January is 580 of the 10 lakh people vaccinated. This translates into 0.15%. Is this alarming, matter of concern, or very little to be concerned?
Well, again, you are Sanket, you are asking an out of syllabus question as far as I am concerned. I really have no... But I can certainly say that, you know, from a normal experience as an individual, one finds that one has a lot of allergies, all kinds of allergies, you know, one doesn't feel comfortable. Suppose I take aspirin, then, you know, I have some kind of issues, small issues. So my view is that these kinds of adverse impacts are of very minor nature, whatever I have seen the data so far. So I feel very comforted and comfortable, but I will not be able to comment on the, you know, whether it is more or less or what exactly. I mean, I'm not a public
Final question, realistically speaking, Dr. Sharma,
epidemiologist.
Yeah, I can understand. Realistically speaking, how long is this exercise going to take to inoculate 130 crore Indians, 130 crore plus, using this infrastructure that you have prepared?
We shall do it as soon as early as possible, because the days you save lives. But of course, it all depends on the availability of the vaccination. So it's not straight away the case that, you know, everything is available and you kind of just go and inoculate. I mean there are multiple variables which will determine the length of the vaccination period, the vaccine availability being the most important of them. As far as the other part is concerned, I think we have adequate health infrastructure in terms of manpower, in terms of other sort of things. We shall be able to do it as soon as possible. I can only assure that the digital platform or the software will be perfectly enabling that exercise to happen.
Dr. Sharma, just out of curiosity, since you mentioned that this is going to be open and people will be able to see, would you also be sharing information on which dose has been given to which individual, which particular vaccine? Or is that going to be confidential between the government and the individual?
No. We will not be sharing any, personally identifiable information. That's not what we are going to. We will share only the statistical information, which is normally how many people were vaccinated, which vaccine, which session is happening at what place, stuff like that. Individually, we will certainly have the data, and we will use this platform to inform the individual that you have been vaccinated and now your next vaccine is due, and please visit your you know, nearest center, which you can, you know, make reservation, or otherwise you can have a walk-in thing. So essentially that is a monitoring job which we will be doing through using this sort of piece of software. Of course, the individual will also have a digital certificate. We will send him the SMS. So that's how we will be sort of ensuring that the person gets the dose when it is due.
Dr. Sharma, more power to you and all the best. And let's hope we come out stronger than ever post this pandemic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sanket. Bye.